Flying Old Glory, baby. That's what it's about today.
It is, and we've got the 4th of July celebration. Comes fireworks. Just be careful, be safe. Enough of our state has burnt up, and as it is, a lot of cities are issuing fines as well for illegal use of fireworks. And somebody was saying, why do they even, you know, why is that even legal in Arizona at all? And I will tell you firsthand, the fireworks they sell in the stands around, it'd be pretty hard to start a fire with it. I mean, these aren't fireworks. I mean, there's no bottle rockets, no Roman candles. I mean, these are all just little sparkler things that shoot out and some snakes. And it would take a concentrated effort with what they are allowed to legally sell.
It's going to be interesting to see how many. I can't think of one that I know of that's going to be held. The only official group celebration I know of going on in Arizona is in Eager, Arizona. The mayor said, I am not going to cancel the parade, and I'm not going to cancel.
Duncan.
The get-together. Duncan, Arizona,
Duncan's
same thing?
Same thing.
All right. Well, there you go. We have a place we always go and watch the fireworks. They're not having it. We're just going to try and get somewhere that's kind of high up and cook some hamburgers and kind of just see, is there
anything
going on at all?
Have a serving of oyster ice cream, for crying out loud.
The oyster ice cream, that's right. With
your hot dogs.
With your hot dogs. And your pickles.
That's right.
Boy, I'm
and your
hungry.
Oyster ice cream.
All right. We're here this morning to talk to you about your house, home, castle, or cabin. This is the time in the show where we always go on our website, our homepage, rosieonthehouse.com. We always have a topic of the week. We have an outdoor living hour topic. We have a weekly to-do. And then we have a product of the month. Well, the product of the month right now is the American-made USA flag that you can buy made in USA. It's really a nice flag. We're giving one away each hour this particular broadcast. Our weekly to-do is avoiding the roof leak just ahead of the monsoon season.
So better be a better one than last year.
That's well, we've got Mr. Tyler Johnson in from Johnson Roofing this morning. And ironically, he walks in the door and Dr. David Dean says, well, they just put a roof on my house. It's all in the family here. I hear Tucson had their first rain.
Friday.
Was it Friday?
No. Thursday Friday was night? The day off. It was Thursday.
And Thursday then, night.
Chino got it Friday.
All right. So moisture's coming in, Tyler. What do we need to know here in the greater Metro Phoenix area about what to do with our roofs?
Just basically maintain them. You got to go through, make sure that everything's been up to date, make sure that they're not leaking. Good thing to do is walk around the houses, make sure that the eaves aren't stained, make sure you're not missing tile. That's a huge one here in the valley where, you know, tons and tons of roofs, tile roofs, one or two tile slipped, broken, cracked. All you need is a couple months of that, and all of a sudden you've got thousands of dollars of damage on your entire house inside flooded because you just haven't maintained it.
I especially want to get the attention of all of those that had their roof replaced in the 2011 hailstorm, because the first 8 or 9 years of a new roof ought to be pretty maintenance-free. Mm-hmm. But those homes, and there were, I think, 150,000 homes impacted with hail damage
right
in that storm, those homes are now getting to the point you better start taking a look at your roof.
Well, that's good you bring that up, because most of those roofs that were replaced back in 2011, 12, 10, those were all shingle roofs. And there's not a lot of maintenance on shingle roofs except around your AC units. Now, when they put their AC units, you put a big old elbow up there, and all of a sudden you've got a place right behind that elbow where real high propensity for the water to sit, pond, and when it ponds, it leaks. Tar has cracked out. So you definitely need to get somebody up there to check on those AC elbows. That's one of the main items to check on a shingle roof.
Tell us a little bit about Johnson Roofing. Y'all been a member of Rosie on the House, became certified, I want to say it was about 3 or 4 years ago. But tell us about Johnson Roofing.
Yeah, we're a small family-owned business. We've been in the Valley since 2004. We do our best to do as much work as we can educating homeowners, showing them what needs to be done, and showing them that it's not just a matter of waiting 20 years and replacing your roof. You can actually make your roofs last longer, have a lot fewer problems if you are focusing on taking care of them versus just letting them go until they have to be replaced.
Now, you've brought the Rosie on the House listeners a special today.
Correct. Absolutely. So what we're doing is we're giving them 10% off on full roof replacements. And right now when we're getting ready for the monsoons, a lot of times you'll be walking around and say, oh, shucks, there was a leak back in my roof. I haven't really messed with it because it's been, you know, 4 months since it's rained, out of sight, out of mind type thing. So we've actually given a special on that one. We're going to be doing those for $600 instead of our normal $650 up to 100 square feet. And our maintenances, which are normally $300, which is one of the best deals you'll find out there, we've taken those down to $250. We just really want everybody to get ready for this monsoon season, trying to help out.
And how would somebody get a hold of you?
You want to call our office, 480-467-4572. We do have somebody right there right now waiting for calls if you want to call in today. Typically, we're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And what's your service area?
We cover the greater Metro Valley.
Okay, very good. Tyler Johnson of Johnson Roofing here, bringing you, the Arizona homeowners, a special offer that can't be found anywhere else.
And you mentioned the asphalt roofs that were replaced. Now, you can legally put a second layer of asphalt shingles on top of an existing one to extend the life of that. Could you put a metal roof over the top of that?
Yeah, it's actually done quite common. So a metal roof is a primary roofing system. The shingles would become the underlayment in this scenario.
And metal roofing is expensive.
Right.
When I built my home, it was cheaper for me to hire the work done than and get it a 3-tab asphalt 30-year warranty than it was to just simply straight buy the metal material.
Mm-hmm.
But I eventually will still put that metal roof on it. There's just something about the metal roofing that is hard to beat.
Metal is beautiful. The key point with metal, though, is, you know, you have one slope of a roof, you slap metal on it, looks great, you can walk away, no problem. The real issues that we have here in the valley is we have a lot of architects that really like to make our houses look really cool, and there's all sorts of valleys and hips and ridges and roofs and roof-to-wall metals. You really want to make sure that somebody knows what they're doing with flashing on a metal roof, gets up there and does it. If not, those things will leak. It's all about the details on the metal roof, and that's what makes them look so just spectacular.
And they shed water fast.
Oh, yeah.
That metal comes off that metal. The water comes off that metal a lot faster than it rolls off the tile or asphalt.
And if you have a metal roof and it's leaking, don't get up when it's raining because they'll come off just as fast as that water.
I was getting ready to ask you.
No fun. Baby.
That's not one that you repair during the weather. The asphalt one, you get up there with a little tar and...
Yeah.
If you can find the leak, any protrusion is the first spot you start looking.
Absolutely.
Plumbing stacks, skylights, air conditioning units, like you mentioned, those are chimney. All those are the first places that water loves to find its way into your home.
The really cool thing about a shingle roof is since it's only one layer, like a tile roof is two principal systems. You've got the tile and you've got the paper underneath. Shingle, it's just one, really. The paper underneath is almost inconsequential. And if you get up on a shingle roof, it's a lot easier to find where the water's coming through. Now, fixing it properly does not involve dabbing tar, but it's a really good stopgap measure to make sure that you don't flood your house out.
We're here with Tyler Johnson of Johnson Roofing, offering you, the Arizona homeowners in the greater Phoenix metro area, your Rosie on the House listeners, the special offer, again, if someone would like to take advantage of these maintenance discounts or 10% off a new installation, who would they call?
They would call our office at 480-467-4572.
Fantastic. Tyler, we sure appreciate you and your company and your family and all the great feedback we get on the customers that give you a call and have you install their roofs.
Well, it's a pleasure being part of this great network.
Well, appreciate it. We're here with Dr. David Dean. We're here talking about load-bearing walls a little bit earlier today, as well as pickles. Dr. Dean, what haven't we talked about in the way of the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution? Now, some states, you were talking about the Constitution. There was one little hard-headed state that wouldn't sign the Constitution until the Bill of Rights got final, right?
Right. Well, and that's the Bill of Rights, the Ten Amendments. That was what the big debate was between the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists. Should we have all this stuff in there, or should we wait and put it in later, back and forth? Things like freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, all those things which are in the national forefront on display every day. Those were all part of the debates. And eventually the Constitution was ratified, and we enjoy those freedoms. Our U.S. Supreme Court spends a great deal of effort evaluating challenges to those things, interpretations of those things. And that's really kind of the essence of the John Locke spirit of the whole social contract. Government is there to protect us from our life, liberty, and property. That's a relationship that we have. French philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau actually talked about this social contract, saying that when we enter into this contract, we might lose some physical freedoms of our own personal appetites, but we gain liberty because there's a limitation on reason. There's this general behaviors of everybody is preserved. It's not just about being selfish or about ourselves. We give over that to the government so that we can then enjoy that really liberty for all, which is the foundation of our country.
And it isn't the government's job to provide you life, liberty, and happiness. It's the government's job to preserve you, the opportunity.
Right, to protect your life. And that life comes with that opportunity, your desires, your dreams, whatever it is that you want to pursue. There's no restrictions in our country based on class or wealth or parentage or any of those things. You have your life and that's protected. And then you use that life to go out and do what you want to do within the restrictions of personal and public freedoms. If you want to be a teacher, if you want to be a nurse, if you want to be a contractor, if you want to be a laborer, whatever you want to do, invest in the stock market, anything that you want to do with your time, your energy, your faculties, that's your right to do so. That's your liberty to do so, so long as it doesn't infringe on somebody else pursuing the same American dream. And then, of course, you get the benefit of it. Government has the right to protect your benefit of that. That pursuit of happiness, as Jefferson would say, your estate, as Locke would say. That's what you, if you get paid for something, that's your money. Government shouldn't take that money. And if you want to spend it on charitable donations, if you want to spend it remodeling your house or a new roof, you want to spend it on a car, or if you want to just save it away for your college, that your kids' college fund, whatever that is, that's your resources. And government's not supposed to take that away from you. We don't give that to the government and say, spend it on everybody else. I've worked hard for it. Government needs to protect that so that I can do it what makes me happy.
My chest is blowing up so big, I'm about ready to bust all my buttons. I think that message of what the government is or isn't is being so jumbled and scrambled and fried right now. And there's could possibly be a whole generation growing up with the anticipation the government provides me everything.
Right. Ronald Reagan said that, you know, the most fearsome words in the English language is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Amen. Hallelujah to that. Woo.